You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm your co-host, Natasha Lai.
And I'm your other co-host, Daquan Mickens. And for today's episode, we're going to be talking about all things art in Beaufort. Whether we're talking about theater, live music, or art galleries, Beaufort has a thriving artistic side.
Awesome. I couldn't agree more. There's a lot of artistic history in the area. And I know we've had amazing artists like Lisa Rivers on previous episodes. So I'm excited to kind of take a little bit of a deeper dive into this as we keep going.
Yes, there's so much art here in Beaufort. And this will only be scratching the surface. To really get a deep dive of the art here in Beaufort, I recommend you guys come to visit art galleries here in Beaufort, see the different shows that take place here in Beaufort. And then in the future, we look to have more and more artists, not only just in painting and sculptures, but even some actors and singers here in town.
Awesome. Well, speaking of actors and singers, let's start talking about the performing arts. So can you tell us a little bit more about the University of South Carolina Beaufort Center for the Arts and what kind of performances they hold?
Yes. So I've been in the auditorium there a couple of times. I'd say it holds between 100 to 200 people. And they put on some great shows with the students there at USCB. Not only do our students performing there, but some of the high school, middle school students in the area also performed there. Actually, this past year, Rob's daughters were in Mary Poppins. So,
oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. So the arts runs deep in the CVB here.
Yeah.
But no, they do a great job of reaching out and putting on great shows and plays. And they do a really good job of, you know, just showcasing what Beaufort has and what Beaufort's able to do on stage.
It's really cool.
Yeah. If you guys ever get a chance to walk in to, I went in to watch Aunt Pearly Sue do her Gullah Christmas, and she does an amazing job as always.
We love her on the show.
Yes. She's amazing. But when you walk in, not only are you getting ready to see the stage performers, but inside when you walk in, they have all the art displayed on the walls as you walk through. So you can see all the students and former students of USCB, University of South Carolina, Beaufort. You can see their work on the walls, and they have some amazing artwork in there. And it's just good to, I don't count myself as an art connoisseur, but I do enjoy, you know, walking through museums and art galleries just to look at the art. Maybe if I don't have an eye for it, but it's always pleasant to just look at.
You know, I feel like everyone can appreciate art to their own extent. Like some people might have like that deeper drive or whatever, but everyone can appreciate art and find meaning in it. So, you know, I think you're still doing it just fine.
Yes, I try.
Awesome. So you mentioned that there's a gallery there in the auditorium theater. I know that there's a bunch of other galleries as well around Beaufort. Do you want to talk about some of those really cool ones?
Yes, the art galleries here in Beaufort do a great job of encompassing the Lowcountry and what South Carolina history is in an artistic form. It's a great way to enjoy the lively arts and culture scene that Port Royal and Beaufort's able like to represent, and it's inspired by like the Lowcountry scenery. So you would get that imagery at the Spanish Moss, the water, whether it's like fishing, crabbing, anything like that. You kind of get that feel when you look at the artistic work here in Beaufort at the art galleries. Just to name a few, you know, the Beaufort Art Association has a gallery here. You can come to the Beaufort History Museum and see some of the art there. And then in our visitor center, we have some of the art in there for sale. We talked about Lisa Rivers. She does a great, amazing job. And not only do some of the artists here encompass the scenery of Beaufort, but they also touch some of the cultural and the Gullah Geechee impact and some of the history, such as the Gullah Geechee Museum. And you can see Reconstruction Era has a couple of artworks from throughout history. So it's definitely not just a scenery artistic form here in Beaufort. It's the artistic scenery and then the cultural art as well.
Definitely. When I was last down there, I remember walking through one of the galleries that had a ton of the Gullah Geechee kind of art in there, and I remember how beautiful it was, like, and just colorful. Like, I love that they use such strong, beautiful colors in a lot of it. It just, it left a really high impact on me. So there's some really cool art that is definitely worth checking out, especially within that kind of cultural area. So speaking of which, and I obviously just touched on this a little bit, but what galleries / I know we have performances as well that involve the Gullah Geechee culture and a big chunk of Beaufort's history. Do we want to talk about those? I know we already mentioned Aunt Pearlie Sue a little bit as well, but we can kind of take a deeper dive down that route.
Yeah, so the Gullah Geechee Museum has a great impact on the history here in Beaufort and the art that they have in there. Not only is it just paintings, but and it's not just Gullah Geechee imagery. They have historic imagery in there of like Martin Luther King, Barack Obama, so African-American history art as well. Then on the other side, inside the Gullah Geechee Museum, they also have sculptures and actual handmade like drums from the Gullah Geechee people. So it's not just art like painting, it's their culture literally in there. And it's, you know, people look and see it and consider it as art because it is, it's African art that they brought over. So, and it's part of their culture. And then also the Black Chamber of Commerce has an art store as well. And there's a lot of African-American art in there, in their building. And I think it's pretty amazing what they're able to do in there. And it showcases the African-American artist here in Beaufort. So there's a lot of Gullah Geechee and cultural art here in Beaufort, but it's also African-American art. And then there, it also extends outside of the Gullah Geechee culture as well.
I think that's a good way of putting it. Lots of art covering just the whole history of the people that are in that region and where they came from and everything. So it's really, really cool. Definitely worth checking out. And I mean, obviously on past episodes, we've talked about a lot of the history that Beaufort has because it's so rich in it. And I think going to these art museums and taking a chance to see this like really adds to it and like kind of gives it that added perspective beyond just like the historical side. You have the art side and that self-expression, and I think it's beautiful.
Yes, I'd agree. The history here in Beaufort is extremely rich, and you know, just to be able to tell that story in another form, we're used to hearing you know, historians come on and tell their story and kind of tell the history of Beaufort, but being able to look at an artwork and see, oh, this is what, you know, the history is telling us, and not only just tell us, but in a creative way, it speaks volumes to Beaufort.
Awesome. Well, I do have to ask you if you personally have a favorite art gallery that you've been to in Beaufort.
Ooh, that is so tough, just because, as we said before, you know, the podcast, there are so many different art galleries here. It's hard to pick such a favorite. I would say the Gullah Geechee Visitor Center is one of my top favorites, just because, you know, the cultural impact, and I've never seen artwork quite like that before coming to Beaufort. So it's definitely unique. Legacy Art Gallery is great with Lisa Rivers. Not playing favorites because she's been on the podcast.
Her artwork is really beautiful though.
It is. She has great artwork. I would say Thibault is a good one. Rec Gallery is also another good one. That's kind of like an older artistic form of, you know, your antebellum type paintings and your old school type classics when it comes to paintings. So it's just hard to pick a favorite when there's so many different types of art galleries here in Beaufort.
Yeah, definitely lots of different types of art, and it makes it hard to choose when, because you know, sometimes you're in the mood and maybe you want to see like more of that traditional art versus some of the more cultural impact art. So, you know, lots to go check out. And then always, like we mentioned, there's that gallery in the USCB that has like the students' art hanging up and different stuff. And it's always fun to kind of get that fresh perspective versus sometimes like the older classics and different things. So, you know, I think that's my favorite thing about art. And you can go to the same museum or same art gallery and see the same pieces, but one day one piece might speak to you more than another one does on another day. So
Yeah, I agree. That's kind of why you have to see them all when you come to Beaufort, just to get a mix of what's available and what's on display. I'm a fan of realism, so I kind of I'd admire how people are able to capture something as if it was a photo, but knowing that they painted it, it always intrigues me.
It's very impressive skill.
Yes,
like incredibly impressive. Realism is amazing in that way. I kind of already mentioned this, but I always love like bold colors. So like Lisa's stuff is also awesome because she's very colorful in her art. And then mm-hmm. some of like that Gullah Geechee heritage art has like those bright colors and just very vivid depictions. So I think those are some of my favorites personally.
I'd agree. It's all like they say, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So everyone has their own taste.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Well, definitely lots of galleries and places to check out next time you're planning your trip to Beaufort. Lots of amazing historical art to see and like that fresh art. And plus, don't forget about theater performances. Always amazing. And I'm always so impressed by the quality that different companies are able to put on. So definitely worth checking into as well. Now, before we sign off for the day, are there any exciting events or even some upcoming exhibits and venues that people might want to check out the next time they're here?
So, yes, keeping it on the art train, one of the upcoming events for September 17th, 18th, 23rd, 24th, and the 25th, USCB Center of the Arts is putting on Guys and Dolls. It's a perfect musical comedy. So I think it would be a great way, you know, to get out and contribute to the arts here in Beaufort and kind of showcase the arts that Beaufort is presenting.
Yeah, if you've never seen Guys and Dolls, I highly recommend it. I grew up in a very musical theater loving family, and a lot of my family did theater, and I did a little bit when I was younger. And Adelaide from Guys and Dolls is one of my dream roles. Not that I do theater anymore, but just going to plug that out there. So if you want to see why she's one of my dream roles, you have to go watch it.
Yes, I haven't seen it, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. And then on September 17th, an afternoon with photographer Joshua Parks, The Green Book of South Carolina, hosted by Beaufort County Black Chamber of Commerce. So they're having it in their jazz cafe. And it's a great way to meet the photographer and kind of get to know him and his story and, you know, just get some more information on that. And then finally, the last event is the Fall Street Music Series in Port Royal. Port Royal is hosting a bunch of different bands and artists to kind of play each day where they'll host them, and they can get out and play their music and get out and enjoy the weather here in Beaufort. So, and that will be it for this podcast and events.
Awesome. Lots to look forward to on top of all of the galleries. So definitely worth checking out, everyone. We got to support the arts and culture in every community, and Beaufort's got it all. So definitely do that. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to follow us on social media at @visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or @BeaufortSC on Facebook. And we'll talk to you all next time. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.